In this, the penultimate episode of our Summer Listen series, we're taking you out to the ball game. This piece was reported way back in 2001 by then OTM reporter, now GIST host, Mike Pesca.
The Yankees beat the Texas Rangers 9-7 at the stadium Wednesday night. The game featured two innings of stellar relief from Mariano Rivera, Tino Martinez's 24th home run of the season, and 41,714 people simultaneously standing and invoking a brand name consumer non-durable. On Wednesday night, as on most nights throughout the summer, thousands of Americans stood up and sang the word Cracker Jack. Last year, over 72 million customers saw a Major League Baseball game, and at a certain juncture in each, they were all invited to participate in the most entrenched product placement in American history.
Cracker Jacks! Cracker Jacks!
It is technically Cracker Jack, not Cracker Jacks, on the box and in the song lyrics. Pluralized or not, Cracker Jack has achieved a singular place in the American psyche, if not consciousness.
So, what do you eat when you come to the ballpark?
Of course you gotta have a hot dog, and you always eat Cracker Jacks.
And why?
Well, because they're just the best.
Why?
It was embedded in your mind that you had to eat hot dogs and Cracker Jacks at baseball.
Why?
Because they told you to do it, so you just do it.
It just fits.
I'm gonna keep saying why until you give me the right answer. Why?
Okay, say the answer. Say the answer.
Sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take me out to the ball game. Wait, we'll have Cracker Jacks. Yeah, at the old ball game. Yeah.
Peter Broniska and Zanetta Stewart knew that Cracker Jack and baseball went together because the song lyric plants the association in the mind. But that doesn't always lead to direct action. A stadium vendor told me that sales spike in the second and are almost dead by the seventh inning stretch. This was borne out by a visit to the concession stand right after Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
See, right now you're folding. Can you tell me what kind of box you're folding up?
Cracker Jack box.
And is that because you're sold out?
No.
Due to huge demand?
No.
Do you often sell out of Cracker Jacks?
No.
Do you often sell out of anything?
Yes.
What do you sell out of?
Peanuts.
So how much is this mention worth to Cracker Jack? Let's say Cracker Jack wasn't in the song. Let's say instead that there was a Cracker Jack ad on the outfield wall of every major league park. According to Scott McDuffie, vice president of out-of-home media for Zenith Media, those types of ads cost $250,000 each. It's cheaper to advertise in the minors, but there are 160 minor league stadiums. Conservatively, the price to replace the lyric with outdoor advertising in professional baseball stadiums would be $25 million. Cracker Jack's total sales last year were around $40 million. Does this mean that without baseball, there would be no Cracker Jack? Or at least no Cracker Jack as we know it?
They may have had some difficulties trying to make Cracker Jack contemporary.
Paul Lucas is the author of Inconspicuous Consumption, An Obsessive Look at the Stuff We Take for Granted. He recalls Cracker Jack's attempts to tweak its brand image through television commercials in the 70s.
I think the lyric of the jingle went something like, "What do you call a kid who can dive like that? You call that kid a Cracker Jack.
You call that kid a Cracker Jack."
You remember,
Jack.
Yeah. And then the tagline at the end was, "When you're really good, they call you Cracker Jack." And in fact, no, they don't.
They stopped calling you Cracker Jack during the Hoover administration. And that's one of the reasons why Cracker Jack will remain not only caramel covered, but sepia tinged. Paul Lucas.
With snacks, which are sort of in the realm of pop culture when it comes to consumer products, the brand image is at least as important as the product itself. And the image and the look they've gone for with this particular brand is one of nostalgia. And I do think that a lot of it has to do with the song. It's sort of, in some ways, it's great free advertising, but it may also be a bit of a straitjacket.
But Cracker Jack does have one other thing going for it. Yankee Stadium groundskeeper Javon Trehearne has cleaned up hundreds of pounds of Cracker Jack.
How long have you been working at Yankee Stadium?
10 years.
10 years. 10 years. How many Cracker Jack prizes have you found on the ground?
None. They don't never throw away the prize. They always keep the prizes.
If Hallmark had gotten in on the ground floor of the writing of Happy Birthday, or if Francis Scott Key could have somehow known to mention, say, Woolite, we'd have another contender for most effective product placement ever. But if Francis Scott Key had been that smart, we'd call him Cracker Jack.
Mike Pesca is the host of the Slate podcast, The Gist. Our Summer Listen series, like summer itself, will end next week. And we plan on going out on a memorable note. So, be sure to check your podcast feed next week. In the meantime, enjoy these last few days of dog.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.